Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 at KMZA, getting you set for the start of another high school basketball season. We head to Wetmore and talk to Cardinals girls basketball coach, that is Irene Kiefer, first year as the head coach for Wetmore. And coach, we really appreciate your time. You get the season going on Thursday night against Onega and then Friday against Blue Valley. We'll talk about those games coming up momentarily, but what's it been like stepping in first year and kind of taking over this program and getting this team ready to go?
Yeah, you know, it's been a little rough. Again, it's my first year. I have only two players returning from last year's roster. So we're kind of all just building from the ground up together. But on the plus hand, because we're all fairly new to the program, we're all, you know, just building off of each other. I'm taking ideas from them, bringing ideas from my past, and I think it's meshing pretty well so far.
Well, you get the luxury of one of your lone returning starters, or I guess the only returning starter, and that's Kinsey Strothman. You know, her senior year, she's one of the best players in the Twin Valley League, first team all league a year ago as a junior. You know, what's it like coaching her right now, and kind of what are your expectations for her this season?
I mean, she has been amazing. She is definitely stepping into that leader position, helping out with the younger kids, helping out with some of her players that were on her team last year but didn't quite get a lot of playing time. One exception, Riley Honus. She was on the team, but she did not get very much playing time last year. And this year, she's stepping into a starter position. So, I mean, Kenzie has been super helpful. She is just an all-around leader. And, you know, she's just blown my mind. You know, just like you mentioned, I've heard that she's one of the best players. And she is better than expectation. I mean, it's definitely a blessing having her, and I can't wait to see what she actually does on the court.
It's going to be a lot of fun watching, especially in that opener against Onega on Thursday night. But, again, you got a lot of younger girls, multiple freshmen, some sophomores who are kind of stepping in. Who are some of these younger players, the underclassmen, that are going to have some pretty big roles to fill this season?
So we have Caitlin Claycamp. She was on the I don't know if she quite started last year, but she had a lot of playing time last year. She is a junior this year, and she is very basketball knowledgeable as well. We have Riley Honus. Again, she did not get a lot of playing time last year, but she is a great hustle player. She doesn't quit. Then we have a new player to the school. Her name is Beatrice, but we call her BB Sanzone. She is actually from Italy. And she is very knowledgeable about the game, and that language barrier, you wouldn't even believe it exists because, you know, she hustles, she works, that previous knowledge that she has is really coming in key. We have Alexis Hip, who goes by Lexi. She is also new this year to the school, I believe. And same thing, you know, not a whole lot of experience, but she just does not quit. She gives 110%, very hustly, great on defense, so it's pretty exciting because, you know, I grew up playing where defense wins games, and I have a lot of great hustle players that are going to make that possible for this Wetmore team.
First game of the year, Thursday night, starts pretty quickly against Onega. What do you know about this Buffaloes team and the challenges they can present Thursday night?
You know, I've lived just here in Kansas for maybe 10 years. Didn't really hear much about the local teams, but from what I've heard about Onega is they can be a tough competition. Unfortunately, I've heard they've lost one of their better players. I always love going against the best players so we can bring out the best of ours, but just because that person's out doesn't mean, you know, there aren't plenty more to step up and take that spot and be that better player. So I'm excited, you know, kind of nervous. We've watched some film from last year, and we're just ready to get it going and get that W.
That's first-year head coach for the Wetmore girls basketball team, Irene Kiefer, joining us here. Our locker room chats presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. It is Wetmore hosting Onega Thursday night. Games you can hear on 92.1 KMZA. Girls game early start time at 5. The boys game will follow. So should be a lot of fun getting the basketball season rolling. Irene, appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us this week. We will do it next week, and good luck in the games this week against Onega and Blue Valley.
Thank you for having me.